involved in this, and then I give you permission to lead me, and I want to do what you say. I'm not looking for your approval for what I'm telling you my plan. I'm listening for your plan, and I want to get in agreement with that. And I just want to tell you something. You're never going to go wrong. You're never going to pray wrong. There's not a wrong way to pray when you're praying to God, okay? Prayer can be just as simple as help God, or prayer can be reading a scripture and letting it mean what it means for you. You know, Pastor Steve prays a scripture for you over your families. He reads it and prays it over you. So don't think of the things you didn't get after you pray, but think of the countless blessings that God is giving you, even without you asking. How do we even know what He's protected us from? Driving to the bank, I watched a car. I couldn't even believe it. I watched a car in the turn lane just make a quick turn and run into a concrete block on the opposite side of the road going over three lanes of traffic. And it mashed the truck. I couldn't even believe what I was seeing. And I just thought, you know, had I been 6 feet further, he would have clipped me doing that quick turn. We don't even realize, guys, how much God protects us when you're at school or you're outside, when somebody's even being mean to you. There's times that God protects you so you don't even hear it. God is faithful, guys. So let's include Him in things. Tonight, we have some leaders who are going to come, and we're going to pray over every department in Christian Center. This is our busiest season to serve. And we don't want to just do it. We want to include God in. God bless these times and bless you. Bless us to serve. The reason we're blessed is to serve. So tonight, I'm going to pray over the LVCLC. Cheryl is sick tonight. So do you know what the LVCLC is when I say that? Do you know what that is? Okay, I'm going to tell you. That's the building in the back where we give out food and clothing every week. And whoever wants it can come and get it. We don't ask people how much money they make. We don't ask them to tell us their need. We just say, come and get it. Isn't that a blessing? God wants to bless His people. So we're going to pray over that ministry. Our busy season is coming up. You know we need those coats. We're going to need some supplies. And I'm just going to put this out here. I want to praise God tonight because this year, the LVCLC was blessed by people from this city that do not attend this church that bought 6 brand new freezers for our facility. I want to praise God that someone donated a walk-in cooler so that we could have more room and more space. I want to praise God that today Cheryl told us that she got enough brown bags and white plastic bags that we use for the clothing ministry because we give away free clothing that will last us for a year. Guys, that's huge. That is huge. And so I'm just going to praise God right now for what He's done. I want Him to know, Lord, we are grateful. God, I'm asking You tonight over everything that we do, Lord, that You will lead. God, I want to thank You for the safety that You provided. God, help us, Lord. Help us to serve with hearts that are sincere towards You. Tonight, God, I want You to heal Cheryl, Lord. Raise her up and heal her body tonight. Lord, I thank You for Nick, God, for Hayden. Lord, for those who help back in that ministry. Every volunteer, God, I'm asking You, this Thanksgiving and Christmas season, let Your Spirit be first over everything, God. Let us lead with You, Lord. Show us Your plan, God. Give us the creative ways and ideas and innovations, God, to make this ministry what You desire. Thank You for safety over every mile, over all those pounds of food that are lifted every week. Thank You, God, for the people who come to receive. Let Your Spirit go into the homes as well. And we thank You in Jesus' name. And they all said, amen. Now that's what we're doing. We're going to pray, and I want you to pray with us, okay, while we're praying those prayers. I'm going to ask Glenn Woodson if he'll come. He's going to pray over the men's ministry force of Christian Center. And there's a list for you guys to follow. So when Glenn's done, Annette, if you'll just come right up.
Yeah, and I get here this evening and go, oh, guess what? You're praying for the men's ministry tonight. So here it goes. I didn't have anything prepared, so... You know, Heavenly Father, We want to thank you for the men of this church and what they do and what they stand for, and raise them up, help them to guide their families, and be good examples and beacons for this church, this community. Raise everybody up for what's fixing to happen with Thanksgiving and Christmas and everything that needs to be done for that. Bless us and help us with all our needs, with the people's needs here in this community. Just let us be that beacon, that light that shines on these people and help them in every way and help us in every way. Lord, just give us your will and take our will, and we praise you and put a hedge of protection around each and every person that is here tonight, and we praise you for them and praise that they are here tonight. And we love you, Father, in your Son's marvelous name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Daddy God, for your goodness. Thank you, Daddy God, for your grace. Lord, I pray that you will continue the mighty work that you've started in the women at Christian Center of Fort Worth. I pray that it'll be an extension to those in this state and this nation, that the ripple effect, Lord God, will take place because of who you are, because you love us and you're mindful of us. God, I pray for innovative ideas over this women's ministry. I pray that you will show us how to welcome and to show women that they're needed and that they're loved, that they're fearfully and wonderfully made, God. Help us, Lord God, to lead them to you. Help us to show them that you are the great I am. Lord, we just ask over every plan and every meeting, Lord God. We welcome you. We invite your spirit to lead us, God. We yield to you, and we ask that your will be done in this church body, in this ministry, for your glory, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, God. We just want to lift the children up to you tonight. God, we just pray that every child that enters these doors feels the love and the acceptance and the wantedness, God. We want them to love to be here, God, and we want them to learn what you're all about, Lord, what Jesus is all about, Lord, and we're asking that they will be able to go boldly, God, into their schools and share it with their friends, Lord. We want to thank you for our volunteers, God, that they have a heart to serve the children, Lord. We ask that you just bless them tonight, God. For the nursery, Lord, we're grateful and we're thankful that they are learning the powerful name of Jesus. Thank you, God. And Lord, we just want to lift up every volunteer and Cindy, God, because their love and their hugs and their warmth, they're showing Jesus and to everybody that comes through their Lord. And we're just grateful tonight. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to cheat and pray the word. This comes from Ephesians 3, 14 through 20. It says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with his power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever."
Father, we thank you, God, for being who you are, God. God, for being everything we need, just when we need it, Father, for guiding and leading us and directing us, God. And as we go into this season, Father, of Thanksgiving and Christmas and all the things that are going on, God, let our lives, let our gratefulness and our Thanksgiving be a form of worship to you, God. Lord, help us, God, direct our lives in everything we do to you, God. Let it exalt you. Let it lift you up, Father. Let it praise your name, God. Father, that's what we want our life to be about. We want our life to be a life that's a life of worship towards you, God, in everything we do, in our jobs and in our schoolwork, in our relationships, God, in everything we do, Father. And Lord, help that to be something that stirs something up in the people we come in contact with. Help our lifting you up and our exalting you, God, with what we do. Help it to be something that people, they just sense and see when they're around us, God. And it catches on and they're like, God, I need that in my life. I need you in my life, Father. We just want you, God. We want to exalt you. We want to lift you up, Father. So, God, we dedicate, we purpose in our hearts, and that's what we're going to do, Father. You get all the glory. In your name I pray. Amen.
Now, there are several that we need to remember tonight. Keith Hildebrandt had another biopsy this afternoon, and biopsies tend to leave him in a lot of pain. And Darla wanted us to pray tonight that he will not have pain and that they will find no cancer in his body. And Mary Santos had a right hip replacement. They're believing they'll let her come home from the hospital tomorrow. And Kay Raff is still recovering from her hip replacement. Mary Santos had a knee replacement. It was Kay that had the hip. But what I want to ask tonight, is there anybody in here and you have a special need that you would like for us to pray for? Would you lift your hand? Anybody special needs? Okay. All right. Here's what we're going to do. Before we get started on this time of prayer, we're going to offer you to come forward, and the staff, those of you who've already met, who've been praying, are going to come down and pray with you. If there's something special you want us to pray about and be in agreement. But before we do that, let me just ask this. Is there anybody in here that you're not sure if you've ever given your heart to the Lord? Like, you just don't know if you said, God, I trust you, I believe in Jesus, and I want you to come into my heart. Anybody that needs to do that tonight? Anybody that just needs to do that? Okay. Is there anybody tonight that you know the Lord, you've known him, but you feel like you're just distanced from him because you've let things come in between you and God? And tonight you just want to say, God, will you just take me, speak to my heart? Is that you tonight? Anyone in here? Thank you. So tonight what we want to do, we want to pray for each one, because I'm telling you guys, God is real. Don't be surprised when he speaks. Get ready and believe it, because it's going to happen. But what I want to do right now, I want to ask if there's anybody and you just need special prayer, if you'll just come down to the front. We're just going to take a few minutes and we're going to pray. Yes. You'll just stay here and just look that way. So you're not looking at people, looking at you. Yes. While you're still here, those of you who've not come, what I want you to do is just bow your head, if you're comfortable to do that, or stretch out your hands to show, I'm believing for these people. If you can do that tonight, I know you're saved. Stretch out your hands and let's begin to believe and pray for all these here tonight. Amen.
Thank you. that's ever in your heart. Lord, help her. Just pray what's in your heart, son. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
She doesn't have to carry that burden anymore. You're the burden.
Okay, let them hold your hands. Hold your hands. Hold her hand up there. Now let's pray. Father, we just thank you for her. We just pray that you complete in her what's going on. Lord, I know she's sensing that your love is real and that it's unconditional, God, and she hasn't been around unconditional love in a long time. Because everybody loves her for something, but you just love her because you created her. Lord, we just release her from all the guilt and the shame from the past. We just ask that you strengthen her. Help her to understand that everything's fine because of what you did for her on the cross has nothing to do with what she's done. So you love her right where she's at, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good job. Let's do this, guys. Let's do this big guy right here. Just put your hands up there on his belly or his chest. That's right.
Praise you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, come here. Sit down. These are my new friends right here. You know what's so funny? We have created a monster when it comes to prayer. Jesus said it so simply. Come to me like the little children. Little children are taught racism. They don't know racism. Right? Come to me like little children. Little children are straight up. I have a... Some of y'all might know who David Reaver is. He was kind of blown up in Vietnam, and so his face is all distorted. And we were in an airport one time walking down the airport thing, and I looked at David because people were looking at him strange. I said, do you ever get used to that? And for some reason, I thought he'd say yes, but he didn't. He said, no, I don't. He said, but I'll tell you what, little kids. I said, what do you mean? He said, they're just straight up. What happened to your face? You know, and that is so innocent. You know, Jesus wants us to be like little children. You know, and the disciples were constantly saying to leave the children alone. I mean, kick them out. And Jesus is like, dude, you might as well tie a... You know what he said when Jesus said to leave the kids alone?
No.
He said, you might as well put a rope around your neck with a big rock and throw it in the sea. Because that's how much he loves kids. And see, so when you were praying with those people and you were feeling that thing that made you want to cry, because it makes me want to cry too. That's just God. He just so loves you. Do you know that? I mean, really and truly, He really loves you just for you. Not for anything that you do, but He just loves you for you. So when you get disturbed or bullied or whatever, you just need to tell Him, hey, help me. He's amazing. He really is amazing. And the giftings, sorry, too big of a word. God gives each of you in your heart this incredible love that you have, that adults sometimes struggle with the love that you have. And here you are, how old are you? 9 years old, and you got more love than a lot of adults because you haven't learned to have to hate, and you don't. That's who Jesus is. That's why Jesus said for us, He told me, this old guy right here, to be like you, not to, for you to be like me. He tells me to be like you. There's got to be a reason for it. And that reason is because you guys know how to love. And you know how to care. And you don't care where other people have been. You don't care how much money they make. You don't care what color their skin is. You just know how to love. That's what I want from you. Sorry, I don't mean to make you cry. It's the truth. And I love the truth. So I'm here to finish the prayer, and then we're going to go eat free pizza. Freeze good, right? Love you, little buddy. Jeez. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, especially for these little ones that we're to pattern our life after. And Father, I pray for every need that was prayed over tonight, all the departments. You know our hearts. You know what we pray in our prayer closets, and you know what we pray in the public. And God, I just know that you're up to something pretty cool. And I thank you that you got all of us involved in that tonight. And I just pray as we move forward that you'll continue this koinonia thing that's happening. But now I pray that you curse all those calories in that pizza, in that cake, that we're fixing to consume. And I just pray an extremely happy birthday to Shelley, who has such a wonderful heart towards these kids, God. We thank you for her and for this evening. Thanks for touching our lives once again. And can you say amen?
Amen.
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 All right. Isn't God good? Don't you just feel the sweetness of His Spirit? So what we're going to do, guys, we're going to line up. We're going to line up behind Miss Shelley and Mr. Glenn over here. If you have a parent, stay with your parent. If you don't, stay with Miss Shelley and Mr. Glenn, and if you'll line up here, and what we're going to ask you to do is just let everybody get one, how many? One piece of pizza till everybody's served, okay? All right.